I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She makes you laugh when she and Seth Meyers chat, and he performed with Ashanti while wearing a bucket hat. It's Watch What Happens Live with Amber Ruffin and Ja Rule now. Everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Noodle Day with two guests who came to dish and get sauced. My first guest may be an Amber, but her comedic energy is red hot. She is a writer slash performer on Late Night with Seth Meyers, weeknights on NBC. Please welcome Amber Ruffin. Hey, Amber. Yes, I love how you pose for the camera. My next guest keeps a busy schedule as a rapper, actor, and entrepreneur, so luckily he's always on time. Yeah. Currently, you can catch him on Growing Up Hip Hop New York, Thursdays at 9 on WeTV. Please welcome Ja Rule. Great to see you, Ja Rule. Very good. I'm excited for this duo. And of all Ja Rule's many collaborators, I'd put money on tonight's bartender being one of his favorites. Please welcome his Growing Up Hip Hop's co-star and daughter, Brittany Atkins. Great to see you. Wow.
I need a drink, baby.
I want to get started. First, on tonight's Married to Medicine, well, I found out two things about Married to Medicine, actually. Ja told me that he watched it in prison.
Yes.
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 You said it was your roommate's favorite show.
It sure was.
I love that.
That was his show.
And when you're in jail, is it fun watching Married to Medicine?
It is fun watching anything.
Yes. All right. Very good. And you've just been crashing this season.
Yes.
So I want to get to that too.
Yeah.
And on tonight's episode, Mariah threw all kinds of shade at Heavenly's husband, Damon, inspiring this week's Shady Boot moment of the night.
Shady Boot moment.
Daddy would feel if he saw a picture of Heavenly getting picked up by a naked man. With big shoulders, six-pack, a penis he can still see, and straight teeth.
Oh, God. Ooh, that is, I mean, that. You know, Amber has been watching Married to Medicine, and she came in with a list of topics she wants to get into, so I just want to get into it. Thoughts on the abundance of naked men at Toya's Sip and Paint Party?
I feel like the person who had to blur out the dongs needed a team of 7 men working 24 hours a day for a week, because them things were blurred out from hips to the knees.
Yes.
Look at how big those things
they
are.
They were big. Yeah,
they
yeah.
were big.
Thoughts on Simone bringing Buffy to Toya's Sip and See party? Shady?
That was all the way dirt.
Okay, all
shame
right.
on her for doing that.
Thoughts on the husbands getting upset that the ladies participated in the party?
That was great.
You enjoyed
and
that.
And they talked a lot of dirt, but they're never going to do anything.
Right.
He was like, oh, well, then we're going to have our own. No, you're not.
Thoughts
I saw
on...
who your wife is. You're not going to do nothing.
Right, because the wife will.
Yeah.
Okay, thoughts on Simone having a sex talk with her kids? Borderline embarrassing or completely educational?
Now, she lost me when she brought Buffy to the party, but then she got me back by telling those children to think about consent. Hey, everybody, think about consent.
Oh. What a concept.
What yeah. a concept.
Thoughts on Heavenly asking Quad for crackers during Quad's serious phone call with the divorce lawyer.
All I want in this life is to meet Heavenly and make her my very best friend.
You do.
She is so rowdy, yes, and I love it.
She is. Thank you very much, Amber. We are so excited that What's What Happens Live has been nominated for a People's Choice Award for the Nighttime Talk Show of 2019. Head on over to votewwhl.com to vote. Your questions for Amber and Ja Rule are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Ja Rule, as one of the masterminds behind the now famous, infamous Fyre Festival, I have some burning questions for you. So here's what. I want all the scalding hot tea. Okay, have you watched any of the two Fyre Festival documentaries on Hulu and Netflix?
I have not.
You have not?
No.
Why?
I lived it.
You don't want to relive it.
I was good.
The Netflix documentary, event producer Andy King talked about how Billy McFarland asked him to basically suck dick for water because Bahamian Customs had seized the trucks of Evian water. What was your reaction to that when you heard that?
Oh, boy.
Were you surprised that Billy suggested you need to give this guy a blowjob, the customs official?
The only right answer is yes.
Yo, this is like right. the craziest
yes.
This is the craziest This is the craziest. It's like the craziest I've ever heard. Like,
he was surprised.
Yes, okay.
Absolutely surprised.
Yes, okay. Like, yes. Biggest misconception about your involvement in Fyre Festival
is that I committed a crime.
Okay.
Yeah.
You called, in one of the documentaries, you called the festival fake advertising,
yes.
but not a fraud.
Yes.
Do you believe it was more false advertising and not a fraud?
I believe now, after everything unraveled, it was a little of both. Yes.
Okay. Have you visited or been in contact with Billy McFarland since he went to jail?
No, not at all.
In a sneak peek of your Wii show, you expressed to your kids that you plan on redoing the festival. Why do you think people would trust you to go to that festival?
Well, I mean, it wasn't my fault, right?
Okay.
Here's the thing, Andy. I want to do it the right way with the right partners.
Okay.
And here's what I happen to know.
Okay.
I have the biggest festival in the world. Even though
you mean
it never
with the
happened.
Most name recognition.
Right, that yes. never happens. So
okay. I mean, it's not the most
Andy.
Positive. I mean, it's like calling a ship the Titanic. And
well,
anyway, all right.
The we can keep... Titanic.
Yes, okay.
And it
all
worked.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Second, I was so excited to hear that Amber's getting her own late night show on NBC's streaming service, Peacock. And I'm dying to know what she would ask her guests in the hot seat. I'm going to find out by putting her in the hot seat. Here's what, Amber, it's time to play questionable behavior. If Trump's whistleblower was on your show, what would you want to ask?
Yeah, is there anything you need? Is there anything I can give you?
Meghan Markle's dad, what would you say to Thomas Markle?
I would say, stop it!
Bernie Sanders.
Oh, buddy, get well soon. But if you don't, Warren is fine.
Barack and Michelle Obama, what would you ask them?
I would ask them, do they love me? And if so, how much? And can we be a family?
Okay. What about J-Lo?
Can I touch your butt?
All right. Thank you very much, Amber Ruffin. And here's what. Ja Rule's been in a few famous beefs, which makes me think he wouldn't be scared to pick sides when judging rap skills, and we know Amber doesn't hold back. I'm going to show you both pairs of rappers. You tell me who would win if they went head-to-head in a round of rap battle, okay? Right. Who would win in a rap battle between Jay-Z and Kanye?
Jay-Z!
Yeah, Jay, they battled before, I think.
Okay, all right. Who would win between Diddy and 50 Cent?
Diddy!
All right.
Diddy.
Who would win? But is your feud with 50 Cent, is that over or?
It's no real.
Okay, because he watches this show. Is there anything you'd like to say to him?
Keep watching.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Lil' Kim versus Queen Latifah, who would win?
Lil' Kim, sorry.
I'm gonna give that to Queen.
Okay, who would win here? Salt or Peppa?
She never got her shot, and she's hungry for it.
I might give that to Pep.
All right, you giving it to Pep. What about Dr. Dre versus Eminem?
Dr.
Eminem.
Dre's not a rapper, really.
Gonna rap battle you, and
producer.
It's gonna be bad.
Dre's a producer.
All right, Tupac versus Biggie.
I'm gonna go with Big as lyricist, but okay. As influence.
Okay, two more. Cardi B versus Nicki Minaj.
I love them both so bad.
I love them both too. I'm gonna go with Nicki on that one.
Okay, what about Lil Wayne versus Drake?
Lil Wayne. I love Lil Wayne really bad.
Lil Wayne's my brother. I love him a lot, but I'm going to go with Drizzy on that.
Oh, okay. Thank you for playing. By the way, a couple of things. Wendy Williams texted that she's watching the show and enjoying it. How you doing, Wendy?
And
50 Cent really does watch the show. Did you think of anything that you would like to say to him?
Here's the thing, right? We've been having this ongoing feud now for like, I don't know, it seems like 15 years or something like that. And I think it's time that we've grown past it.
You do.
So I'm going to take today on Andy and watch what's happening live. This is what's happening live.
Okay, what's happening live?
I am removing myself from the circus.
Okay. No more.
Because what I've realized is when you entertain clowns, you become a part of the circus.
Okay, now you may have.
It's just a little.
Okay, well, let's. All right, well, let's do this. Let's do this.
But this
let's
is the truth. This is true, Andy.
Okay, say three nice things about 50 Cent, and I want to move on.
He's a bad father.
He
got like a big square, like box head and shit. And one more thing. What else could I say nice? He looks like his breath stinks all the time.
Like, okay. The time. I actually thought that this was going to be something positive.
Andy, why would you think that? We're sworn enemies forever.
I actually was like, oh, wow, it's ending.
How did you say forever?
Okay, all right. Okay, let's move on.
I'm joking. I'm removing myself from it.
Amber, but I would like a new beef with 50 Cent.
You want to have one?
Yes,
okay.
Oh, going,
Amber, Claire C. wants to know if you were nervous to do your joke Seth Can't Tell segment with Hillary Clinton. Were you freaked out?
No. I mean, sure. But this is the interesting thing about that. Hillary Clinton, we send, when celebrities do jokes Seth can't tell, we send them
the jokes in advance.
Two jokes, and they choose one or three, and they choose one. We sent her two jokes, and she asked for a third one.
Wow, I like it.
So she did three jokes, and we said, yes, please.
Yes, continue. What are both of your thoughts on Kanye's renewed support of the president over the weekend?
Would love to say I do not care for the public support of Donald Trump in any way.
Okay.
I think it's always very dangerous and shame.
Okay, let's go to Joy from Idaho. Hey, Joy, what's your question?
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop. H-O-O-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hi, Andy. You know you always make my heart smile.
Hey.
You sound naked.
You know?
She sounds
I look
naked
for that every day. You know, Tuesday, remember, it's double Tuesday. Vote, vote, vote.
Yes. She's been playing the drinking game, too.
Yeah.
What's up, Joy?
Yeah.
So, Joy, what's your question?
No, wait a minute. That's not true. That's what girls think to it.
Okay.
I would love to know, each and every one of you, what would your tag name be? If you were
What would your housewife tagline be? Do either of you have a housewife tagline? Okay.
Yeah. My housewife tagline would be, I came here to pass out kisses and make friends, and I'm all out of kisses.
All right.
I would be a bad housewife.
Okay.
I'm the boss, like Diana Ross. That's why.
All right. Okay. I love that. J-Lo's appearing at the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Congratulations,
I'm going to assume that you're going to come out and do a little on I'm Real.
I have no idea. If you call me, I'm there, but, you know, I have, yeah.
Let's go to Casey from Texas. Hey, Casey, what's your question for Amber?
Hey, my question is, what do you think went wrong during your SNL interview? And are you still able to watch the show?
Great. How did I mess up getting into SNL? I wasn't good enough. No, I did great. It was, I was up against people who are, you know, in the time since our audition have become legends. And I'm lucky that they're all my little buddies now. But what went wrong? Yeah, I was myself. And I think that's a good lesson, is to never be yourself.
That's a oh, my God. All right. Well, I'll take you anywhere I can get you. Ja Rule, Sienna R wants to know if you think the models like Bella Hadid, Kendall Jenner, and Hailey Baldwin should be subpoenaed for promoting Fire Festival.
Of course not.
Have you been in contact with them at all since that fiasco?
I see them from time to time, but no, I haven't. No,
you don't talk about it?
No.
Amber, Jackie T wants to know your initial reaction when you found out you'd be hosting your own show. Ja Rule, Marketeer 79, best lesson you learned in prison?
Don't come back.
Right. Very good. Okay, on that note, it is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the exciting news that Gigi from Shaws of Sunset is pregnant with her first child. I was very excited to hear this. Now, Gigi, just remember that if you ever plan on letting your kid watch Shaws, just have an answer prepared for when you're asked, Mommy, what's anal bleaching? Tonight's Jackal goes to everyone freaking out today over Kylie Jenner posting and then deleting videos of the $3 million Bugatti Chiron she bought post-breakup after fans accused her of flaunting her wealth. Now, I haven't seen an outrageous display of wealth like this from Kylie since whatever she was doing right before this. Look, we all make crazy decisions after a breakup. This is just like the billionaire equivalent of getting bangs. You know what I mean? I want to thank Amber, Ja Rule, and Brittany for being here. All right, from Late Night with Seth Meyers, she's a writer and performer. It's Amber Ruffin. And you can catch her on Drunk History, just renewed for season 7 on Comedy Central. Ja Rule is appearing currently on Going Up Hip Hop New York Thursdays at 9 on WeTV with his daughter, Brittany Atkins. Great to see you. What is your aspiration?
Well, I'm a screenwriter and actress.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
very impressive.
That's nice.
All right, let's go to Tommy from Atlanta. Hey, Tommy, what's your question? Oh, the call dropped. Sorry, let's go to Stacy from Ohio. Hi, Stacy.
Hey, my question's for Amber.
Okay.
Amber, have you booked any famous cameos for the second season of Black Lady Sketch Show? And can you tease it?
No, but you're more than likely gonna see me on season two of it.
Very nice. Okay, Jermaine from Louisiana, congratulations on that show. That the last time you were here, it was a big promotion for that show, and it's
Woo,
so funny.
Black Lady
and...
Sketch Show. Woo!
Jermaine from Louisiana.
What's up, Andy? I have a question for Ja Rule.
Okay.
All right, is it true that Ashanti sung J-Lo's vocals in the beginning of her career?
No, that's not true.
Was that a rumor?
Let me clear this story up. Because it is a rumor going around. And so here's what happened. So I wrote I'm Real.
Okay.
For Jennifer Lopez. And I sung the original version of it as a
demo
reference.
Okay.
But I sound terrible, of course, on the reference. So Ashanti then sung the reference for Jennifer Lopez. And when they mixed down the record, Irv left some of the vocals underneath.
Oh. So Ashanti does appear on the song.
She has some vocals underneath, I believe. And that is the rumor. I don't even know if
it's
really true.
Well, but it sounds like you would know, though.
I mean, mix it.
Well, I know, but you just said it as though that is what happened.
That is what happened. That is what I believe to happen, and that's how the whole story came about.
Got it.
Are those lyrics, are those vocals still underneath, or were they left underneath? I don't know. But that is the story, and that's how the whole thing came about.
I have heard that since time began. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
But it's J-Lo singing on the record, of course. But Ashanti's
But there may be a little bit of a bed of Ashanti's vocals.
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure, okay. But that is where the story came from. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. There's a little confusion. I get it. But you would have to ask
it
Irv.
It seems pretty cleared up now.
No, you would have to ask Irv 100% if he left the vocals actually underneath the bed of...
So... Yeah. J-Lo is nothing but Ashanti in a wig. You heard it here first.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Because that is definitely not true.
How could that possibly be true?
I think that's your Housewives tagline.
But
we know that's not true. And we love J-Lo. And
that's my girl.
She's amazing.
I love her.
And by the way, you know, I don't want to, like, no disrespect at all towards Shakira. But I personally don't understand why J-Lo is not doing the Super Bowl halftime show herself. Like, she has thousands of hits. Like, she could bring on a lot of people. I don't know. So that was I'm excited for it. Let's go to CeCe from Missouri. Hey, CeCe, what's your question?
Hi, Ja Rule. You're still looking awesome and sexy. Hey, would you be upset
you.
If your wife painted another man's penis like they did on the...
Oh, would you be upset if your wife went to one of those painting parties like they did on Married to Medicine with all the naked guys?
I mean, listen, it's not my cup of tea, you understand?
Right.
But if that's what, you know, she did, I wouldn't be able to.
Okay.
No, not like that.
Because
I'm not insecure like that.
Would it be a double standard then if you went to a strip club and...
I'm not insecure like that, Andy.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, good.
Cool.
Let's go to Mimi from Florida. Hey, Mimi, what's your question?
Hi, Amber. I'm a big fan. I wanted to know, what is the most annoying thing about Seth Meyers?
The most annoying thing about Seth Meyers?
Uh-huh. The most annoying thing about Seth Meyers is that he will spoil a movie like that. He does not give a
rip. Oh, really? Really?
Yes. He'll
just come in and tell the end of a movie?
Yes, but he'll act like that's not what he's doing. Seth, it's very what you're doing.
Right.
You know what? I'll just tell him tomorrow.
Right. Very good. I want to thank Amber and Ja Rule and Brittany. For more, click around BravoTV.com, everybody. That was fun. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.